would like for you now to focus your mind, all of your awareness, directing all of your consciousness to your heart. And the expansive nature of your heart, and how it is that the heart has rhythm, and how this rhythm blesses every part of your body with its energy. That you are a rhythmical, orderly, patient, faithful energy. And focusing on how it is that the heart takes in energy, and through its very presence changes that energy. That blood flows into the heart in one condition and flows out of the heart in another. It is an organ of transformation and an organ of information. And so, breathing deeply and thinking about your heart. And following the energy of the heart deep within. Going deeper and deeper into the energy of your heart. And as you follow this energy, you find yourself as energy, leaving the body, following the energy of the heart further and further, deeper and deeper. Following the energy, deeper and deeper. Until you realize that this is the energy of yourself as soul. And with this realization comes an expansion as your consciousness flows outward in all directions. Carrying the energy of the heart in waves that flow out from it. these waves of heart energy are those of soul. And now they are of you, unified with your soul, able to experience all those soul qualities. Peace, harmony, love, patience, confidence, knowing, the compassion, generosity, and abundance flowing through you as soul. Just allowing yourself to experience this level of flow and abundance. All things material have a corresponding meaning as spiritual. And finding the spiritual meaning of things advances you closer to your soul. And as your soul, you recognize, are aware of, pay attention to all your thoughts, what they are, what they create. And you, as your soul, you know how to transform thought into energy and into physicality. Just breathing these things in, these qualities that you have as you are yourself as soul, knowing this is who you are, knowing your relationship to the one life. And the many who make up that life. Breathing it in. Breathing in the energy of the will to cause. Being the cause of all manifestation. That would be yourself as soul. Letting that awareness sink in. And returning back to the heart energy and your connection to it. And as soul, yourself as soul, you allow yourself to experience what it means to love unconditionally, and to be loved unconditionally. Two sides of the same coin. Through the middle that includes both sides, all have their place in the energies of the world cause, because your soul is the reason and the purpose for which you exist. Breathing in that unconditional love for you. Just breathing it in. To remember what this feeling is, and breathing it in, just breathing it in. And now, focusing on right direction, for soul always knows the way, knows right direction, and will show you if you are open. They will show you if you ask to be shown. If you are looking for the way. If you are seeking to find your path, it is here in the will to cause. It is here with your self as soul, your creator. That one being in all creation, that intimately, ultimately, is connected to you. Your partner in this adventure called an earth life. And so it is. In bringing yourself now in your mind, bringing yourself into alignment with your soul. Remembering to unite the three minds, so that soul too may receive energy, information, and unconditional love, and letting it flow down through them to you. Far too often, you all deny yourself this communication, this intimate knowing of love and unending river of love, unconditional love, flowing to you through the energy of the heart, would ask you, how often, how long will you allow yourself to sit in that tender, vulnerable, awesomely beautiful, emotionally nourishing, mentally stimulating energy we all call love. You all know that space. And in that space, soul can be found. That is the essence of your soul, regardless of the ray it's upon. Pure, unconditional, unconventional love for you. Recognizing that softness, the tenderness, the openness, and the genuine joy that flows through it when it is not impeded by any judgments, pronouncements, differentiations, when it is just a river of love available to everyone, excluding no one, uplifting everyone. Taking a moment to allow yourself to feel that upliftment. Feel it in your heart. Open up all your senses and focus it, that beam, onto your heart. for their soul. And true soul is flowing. The energy of the world cause and all its qualities, the spiritual aspirations, the idealism, the devotion, and use that energy of devotion to help yourself by becoming devoted to yourself. Devote yourself to being kind, loving, patient, understanding, kind to yourself. And you will find you will have plenty of every one of these qualities to give to others. Allowing now yourself to radiate this energy outward to the animal kingdom, to the plant kingdom, to the mineral kingdom, sharing this love with them. And then outward to all humanity, love, unconditional, the unconditional love of yourself as soul. And finding your way slowly back when you are ready. We send you all love, blessings, understanding, and we bid you namaste.